FTX, one of the world's leading cryptocurrency exchanges, crashed and burned in spectacular fashion last week. The second largest crypto exchange is bankrupt. $10 billion of FTX investors' money gone. Among FTX investors, such notorious figures like Shark Tank star Mr. Wonderful Kevin O'Leary.
Sam is one of the smarter guys in this space for this reason. Long before crypto, he was a trader. He understands the power of leverage, both to the dark side and the upside of performance. So I'm going to guess, and it's a personal opinion, the last guy to blow up is going to be Sam Bankman-Fried, because he doesn't get himself caught in over-levered positions.
NFL star Tom Brady and his beautiful wife, Gisele Bündchen. FTX raised a total of nearly $10 billion in venture capital from a range of investors, including blue-chip venture capital firm Sequoia Capital, wealth management giant BlackRock, and even the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan. Paradigm, a cryptocurrency-focused investor, invested in FTX $278 million. Just a year ago, everything looked great. Tom Brady and his wife, Victoria's Secret model Gisele Bündchen, put almost all their $650 million into FTX, and they were calling to all their friends, and all they were in.
I'm in. Let's call everyone.
Hang on a minute. Ugh. How dare you call this number? Okay, I'm in.
Hey, don't eat that.
Yo, what's up? Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, sounds good, I'm in.
I'm in. Hey, Arthur, I quit.
I'm in.
In?
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in.
What happened with the world's second largest crypto exchange? Stay tuned to know how 30-year-old Sam Bankman-Fried has become a billionaire within just 3.5 years and how he lost 94% of his wealth overnight, and what crypto exchange is going to fail next. Who is Sam Bankman-Fried and how he made $26 billion within just 3.5 years? Bankman-Fried is one of two founders of the world's second largest crypto exchange, FTX, and he was its chief executive and public face until his resignation on Friday after FTX files bankruptcy. Sam is the son of two Stanford University law professors. He graduated from MIT with a physics degree. In 2017, Bankman-Fried quit a quantitative trading firm, Jane Street, where he traded ETFs, moved to Hong Kong, and launched a crypto trading firm, Alameda Research. His success comes from lucrative arbitrage opportunities in crypto he discovered. The opportunity he exploited was what is known as a kimchi premium. He was buying Bitcoin for $10,000 in the US and selling for $15,000 in Korea and Japan. This was because of the huge demand for Bitcoin in Korea and Japan. Because of this arbitrage opportunities, he was making literally 10% per weekday, which is just absolutely insane. Bankman-Fried was successful where others were not, because he managed to facilitate all the different components involved in the trade. For example, finding the right platform to buy Bitcoin at scale, then getting approval to use Japanese exchanges and accounts. There was also the difficulty or even getting millions of dollars out of Japan and into the US every day. By utilizing Bitcoin arbitrage opportunities, Alameda Research became a market maker, and Bankman-Fried built a net worth of $9 billion in just 3.5 years. Market maker is the firm that trades all assets and makes money on spread, which is the difference in the quote of the buy and sell price. Market making is very tough and requires huge amount of capital and extremely good risk management. Alameda Research had neither of those. As the crypto market grew and more people did this arbitrage was crushed by competition. Sam needed a new way to make his millions. In 2019, he moved to the Bahamas, where within Alameda Research, he and Gary Wang founded a crypto exchange, FTX. Due to the popularity of crypto trading, just within 2 years by the end of 2021, FTX had annual revenue of $1 billion. What led to FTX declaring bankruptcy? This year, amid a steep downturn in cryptocurrency prices, FTX revenue went down. In a matter of weeks, FTX found itself billions of dollars in debt after a series of miscalculations and investments that didn't pan out. To raise more money, Sam issued a small amount of FTT tokens in order to create a market price, but he also held millions of tokens for himself and for Alameda. Because only a small amount of tokens was in circulation, they were able to keep a high price of tokens and get high valuation on their balance sheet. But it was fake value, because if they decided to sell all of those tokens at once, the market price would be much lower. During the recent crash of Terra Luna, you can watch the video about it right here, Alameda took massive trading losses. Alameda's market-making business essentially went bust. It was the time for Sam and Alameda to declare bankruptcy. Instead, what Sam allegedly did, where he crossed the line and became a criminal, he went deep into the customers' funds he had over an FTX. Sam even lied about this in his tweet, saying that FTX has enough to cover all client holdings. All customers' holdings covered one-to-one on FTX. What he actually did, he took customers' funds and started bailing out bankrupting businesses like Alameda Research, BlockFi, and Voyager. This was an attempt to stop the rot and prevent the exposure of Alameda's bankruptcy. On top of that, Sam constantly tweeted his transactions of buying FTT tokens from profit, although in reality it was just transfers from the wallet owned by Alameda to the wallet owned by FTX, which is in regulated markets called market manipulation, also illegal. At the same time, Sam went on a national television talking about how well FTX and Alameda are doing and mentioning that they have no links. This is now seeming to be a lie. Bankman-Fried said in a tweet that he had mistakenly believed that the company had enough cash on hand to pay 24 times the amount of money users typically withdraw in a day. In fact, FTX only has enough cash to pay 0.8 times the amount, a dangerously thin capital cushion. The miscalculation proved devastating this past weekend when FTX experienced crypto's version of a bankrupt. Users withdrew about $5 billion in a single day amid rising concerns about FTX solvency. Days later, Bankman-Fried told investors that the company needed about $8 billion available in case customers wanted to liquidate the rest of their crypto holdings. Last Friday, he tweeted, "I'm really sorry again that we ended up here. FTX has been searching for ways to cover that $8 billion shortfall, but Friday's bankruptcy filing showed that no white knight materialized." The crypto world initially thought Binance would save the day, but its CEO CZ walked away from the deal. As it usually happens, instead of losing all his money due to his incompetency, he took all his customers' and investors' money to buy himself out.
I mean, look, I'm going to agree. It was a terrible investment, 100%, and I lost my money.
Before we share our prediction on what crypto exchange is going to fail next, if you like this video and want to see more videos like this, hit the thumbs up. Subscribe and hit the bell below to be notified about my new videos, otherwise YouTube won't let you know. So what crypto exchange is going to fail next? On November 13th, Crypto.com CEO says Ethereum, worth of $300 million, transferred erroneously to competing cryptocurrency exchange Gate.io. This information was made public today after a Twitter user shared a screenshot asking why a significant amount of Ether had mysteriously left Crypto.com a few weeks ago. Crypto.com CEO Chris Marzalek responded to the tweet by claiming that a human error led to the transfer. According to Marzalek, someone on his team unintentionally sent 80% or so of their Ether reserves to a whitelisted exchange. It was supposed to be a move to a new cold storage address, but was sent to a whitelisted external exchange address. We worked with the Gate team and the funds were subsequently returned to our cold storage, Marzalek said. After this accident, well-known crypto influencer Ben Armstrong, BitBoy, announced that he was removing all of his assets from Crypto.com and encouraged others to follow suit. CZ, the CEO of Binance, also commented on the incident, stating that it is a clear sign of problems when an exchange moves significant sums of cryptocurrency before or after its proof of reserves. This is not a financial advice, but if I had crypto on crypto.com, I would withdraw all of it just in case and transfer it to a cold wallet. If you're wondering what cold wallet you should choose, here's the video about the cold wallet I am using. What we can learn from FTX bankruptcy. Regardless of the size of the crypto exchange, if you use a centralized exchange to store your crypto, you can lose your money overnight. Remember, not your key, not your crypto. Store your crypto on a cold wallet, use Uniswap, Polygon, and other decentralized exchanges to trade and swap, and your crypto will be 100% safe. I hope today you learned something new. If you like this video and you want to see more videos like this, hit the thumb up, subscribe, and hit the bell below to be notified about my new videos. Otherwise, YouTube won't let you know. Thanks for watching. Stay healthy, stay wealthy, stay tuned.